In the wild, big cats would roam hundreds of miles. They are intelligent, active creatures who prefer to hunt at dusk and dawn, but who can see very well at night. They spend their days sleeping and getting ready for the darker hours when they reign supreme over all their domain. Unfortunately, most captive situations provide far too small a space for these big cats, and even worse, they are usually locked into tiny, concrete, windowless cells called night houses during the time of day when they would most like to be out roaming. The reason they're locked up at night is because zoos aren't open at night, and they want the cats to be active when paying guests are there. In most cases, there will be one large enclosure that the public sees, and then tiny jail cells where the cats spend days at a time, so that if it's their only day to be outside, they'll be active for the paying public. At Big Cat Rescue, the cats have far more space per cat than most other facilities. But even still, it's far too small in our opinion. That's why we built the 2.5-acre vacation rotation enclosure. Each of our lions and tigers can enjoy a 2-week vacation in this open-air space that has a pond, a fountain, lots of dens, tunnels, platforms, and trees to enjoy. Big cats are solitary by nature, and most of our cats prefer to live alone and vacation alone. We don't force our cats to share space or fight over food. They each have well over 1,200 square feet of space to themselves in their own catitats. But then, twice a year, they get 2 weeks vacation in this huge space. We move the cats to and from vacation via above-ground tunnels around the sanctuary. The only time there are multiple cats in the cages or on vacation together is if they've been raised together and truly enjoy the company. Anywhere that you see cats living together, they are neutered or spayed to ensure that we do not breed cats for life in cages. Even this huge vacation area is still a cage, and we do not believe that wild cats belong in captivity. We do the best we can for the cats we rescue, but the best thing all of us can do is end the trade in exotic cats by never paying to see or touch cubs.